Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And if you hold a seashell up to a turtle and then hold another seashell up to that middle turtle and then listen to that seashell, that's another way to hear us. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, military wives who act as surrogate mothers. But first, let's get the latest news headlines. Mark, put down that turtle, from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. Thanks, Mike. A bizarre attack rocked Jerusalem today. A Palestinian man rammed a construction vehicle into traffic on a crowded street. At least three are dead and dozens more injured. The BBC's Joe Floto saw the attack.
He slammed into the side of a bus full of people, upending that bus, spilling fuel over the road. He then continued down the road and ran over a car, crushing some of the occupants inside. At that point, the bulldozer set off again, another 50 metres, heading towards a very crowded market in the centre of Jerusalem. And at that stage, the driver and three other people on the cab wrestled each other, and half a dozen shots were fired as the driver of this bulldozer was finally killed.
The BBC's Joe Floto in Jerusalem. It was an off-duty soldier who shot and killed the attacker. A fight over U.S. beef imports is now affecting South Korea's auto industry. The union is staging partial walkouts at Kia and Hyundai plants. They're angry about the president's decision to end a ban on American beef. The move has already sparked protests around the country over mad cow fears. Bad news for Starbucks fans in the U.S. The coffee giant will close 600 stores nationwide. Austin Jenkins of Northwest News Network has more.
The list of stores to be closed has not been made public, but Starbucks says most are newer stores that opened in the past couple of years. Sharon Zackfia is an analyst at Chicago-based William Blair & Company. She's also a Starbucks stockholder. She says the company, like many retailers, is feeling the pinch of the downturn in the economy.
You know, for Starbucks, that Frappuccino in the afternoon for their customers is an indulgence. And it's an indulgence a few less people are taking part of when the gas is at $4 a gallon. It certainly doesn't seem to be something that's Starbucks-specific.
The store closures are a turning point for Starbucks after years of rapid expansion. In January, Starbucks founder Howard Schultz took over again as CEO and launched a major shakeup of the company.
Austin Jenkins of Northwest News Network reporting. Elsewhere in business news, Blockbuster is pulling its proposal to buy Circuit City. The movie rental chain says the deal doesn't make sense now. They will still try to merge their business with Selling Electronics, but inside Blockbuster stores instead. The video rental business has been tough lately. DVD by mail companies like Netflix are part of the reason why. A telegenic but misguided group of dolphins will spend the July 4th weekend near the Jersey Shore. The dolphins got lost and ended up in a river a couple weeks ago. They've starred on local TV coverage ever since. Scientists think they made a wrong turn while chasing fish. There was concern that crowds and fireworks would be bad for the dolphins, but authorities decided chasing them out was not a good idea, so police will be on hand to keep partiers at a safe distance. That is the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Last time the Dolphins were in New Jersey, I think they lost to the Jets 52-46. Great
well
game.
Well done.
Yeah.